Welcome to today's Learning English Through Music, and I'm Linda. Ever since I've started this program, I'm always surprised at the fact that I actually know so many English songs.
欢迎大家收听今天的听歌学英语。自从做节目以来，发现我会唱的英文歌曲原来有这么多。然后注意到上期节目后面呢，有位听众留言里面有个什么什么 girl， 就让我想起了这首 Uptown Girl。 我选播的是 Westlife 的版本，节奏呢非常欢快，故事也很可爱励志。这首歌曲的原创其实是 Billy Joel， 他写的就是他自己的真实故事。 Billy 他的出身和长相都比较平凡，而他喜欢当时的 supermodel Christie Brinkley。Christie 这位金发美女呢，就是歌曲里面的 Uptown Girl。 纽约市它分为 Uptown, Midtown, Downtown 这几个地区， Uptown 呢是属于非商业区，也就是富人区，而 Christie 就是来自于这个 Uptown。 Billy 为 Christie 写了这首 Uptown Girl 之后呢，成功的获得了芳心。两年以后，两人走进了婚姻的殿堂，并且维持长达了九年的婚姻。美丽相貌差距其实都不是问题，问题是你够不够自信，能不能勇敢追求。 Uptown Girl送给大家。欢迎回来。其实男孩子只要有想法有干劲，都是特别有魅力的。想说我们就是可以长得平凡，出身平凡，但是我们一定要有创造不平凡的心。 Boys have some faith in yourselves， 男孩子们要自信一点。大学里面的男孩子如果喜欢某个女生的话，勇敢去追。很多优秀的女生都是特别寂寞的，那么你追求了之后，大不了吃个闭门羹，死得痛快，总比你不尝试后悔要好吧。 好了，来一起看一下歌词吧。第一句，她一直都住在富人区里面。She's been living in her uptown world. 这句话里面的 uptown 指的是城市里面的富人区，非商业区，郊区。The high class area of town. 我们来看一下例句。住在富人区的女孩抢劫加油站干嘛？What's an uptown girl doing robbing a gas station? 大家注意一下这个句子里面哈，后面那个 doing 后面跟的是动词的 ing 形式。What's an uptown girl doing robbing a gas station? 加油站 gas station. 这公交车是去城郊的吗？ Is this bus going uptown? Is this bus going uptown? Is this bus going uptown?这公交车是去城郊的吗？对了 ,uptown 除了富人区还有非商业区，城郊区的意思。那么它的反义词肯定就是 downtown 啦，非住宅区，市中心。downtown 这个单词读起来一不小心就会读得特别别扭，因为它里面都有 ow 这个音，一个第一个是 d-ow, dow, 加一个 downtown, downtown, 嘴型特别夸张。看一下例句，闹市区的人口越来越稠密了。The downtown is being overpopulated. Overpopulated. 越来越稠密了。请问到闹市区怎么走呀？ Can you direct me to the downtown? Can you direct me to the downtown? Can you tell me how can I get to the downtown? 请问到闹市区怎么走？到市中心怎么走？我们接着往下看，我敢说她没有一个穷小子男友，她从来没有交过穷小子男朋友。I bet she never had a backstreet guy. I bet she never had a backstreet guy. Backstreet 指的就是小街道、偏街，那 a backstreet guy 指的就是那种来自于这些不知名的小街道的男孩子，也就是穷小子的意思。我们有一个乐队叫 BBS Backstreet Boy BSB 哈，后街男孩 Backstreet Boys， 我猜想他们肯定也是来自于这种不知名的小街道的。这句话里面的 I bet， 我敢打赌，我敢断言，用的特别多在口语里面。我们来看一下例句，我敢打赌你一定是一个可爱的女孩。 I bet you are a cute girlI bet you are a cute girl. 这句话是用网友见面之前说的。I bet you are a cute girl. Let's meet someday. 我敢打赌你一定是个可爱的女孩，不如我们约个日子见见面怎么样呀？我敢打赌这次考试你过不了，太邪恶了。I bet you won't pass the test. 我敢打赌这次考试你肯定过不了。I bet you won't pass the test. 我敢打赌你肯定追不上我。I bet you could not outrun me. 我敢打赌你追不上我，跑不过我。I bet you could not outrun me. Outrun, run 跑字前面加了一个 outrun， 表示就是跑过某人，比某人跑得快。接着往下看，他一直都住在单调乏味的富人区。She's been living in her white bread world. 大家注意一下，这句话里面有一个白面包 white bread。White bread， 其实呢，它的意思是乏味、单调、没趣、掉价的意思。Plain, tasteless, boring, and trashy。我们看一下例句，它没什么特别的，就是一个一般的、特没趣的贱人而已。She's nothing special, just a typical white bread bitch。再听一遍 Linda 说话的语气。She's nothing special, just a typical white bread bitch。我们接着往下看。Oh my God, thank you. Look at that chick. She's so white bread. 我天 ，Becky， 你快看那女的，太掉价了吧？这里面这个 chick 是不是跟那个 chicken 有点像？鸡仔小鸡的那个单词，它表示是女孩妞儿的意思，妞小妞 chick。Oh my God, Becky. Look at that chick. She's so white bread.我天 ，Becky， 你快看那女的，太掉价了吧！
Let's move on to the next sentence. 当她醒悟过来下决定的时候 And when she wakes up and makes up her mind. 动词短语 wake up, 醒过来。我今儿早醒得特别晚，怎么说呢？I woke up very late this morning. I woke up very late this morning. 另外的一个动词词组 make up one's mind， 表示下决心、做决定、拿定主意的意思。我决定在大学里面攻读管理学。I have made up my mind to study management in college. 管理学 management, management.I have made up my mind to study management in college. 我决定在大学里面攻读管理学。好了，我们接着看下一句。他玩腻了他的那些高级玩具，也就是纨绔子弟。She's getting tired of her high-class toys. 这句话里面的 get tired of something, 也就是 become tired of something, be tired of something, 对什么厌烦，对什么厌倦，玩腻的意思。来看一个例句 Are you tired of working for someone else? 大家都厌倦了为别人工作的日子吗？ Do you get tired of working for someone else? 大家有没有跟我一起念呢？ Are you tired of working for someone else? 以后英语聊天的时候大家就可以用到这句话了。 Are you tired of working for someone else? 为别人工作你厌倦了没有？You must get tired of my voice. 你一定厌倦了我的声音了吧？ No, I don't want that to happen. You must get tired of my voice. 大家一定厌倦了我的声音了吧？这句话里面还有一个 high class, 它表示高级、高质量、高水准的意思。我们看一下例句，假车抢劫者开车冲进了一家高档商店。那大家注意一下，假车抢劫者怎么说呢？Ram Raiders smashed their way into a high-class store. 再来听一遍，我慢一点哈。Ram Raiders smashed their way into a high-class store. 驾车抢劫者 Ram Raiders 开车冲进了一家高档商店 smashed their way into a high-class store. 这桌宴席刨凤烹龙，规格相当之高。This table with top quality dishes is of quite high class. This table with top quality, top quality 就是顶级质量、优质。Dishes 就是我们吃的菜。刨凤烹龙，规格相当高。This table with top quality dishes is of quite high class. 我们接着往下看。But maybe someday when my ship comes in, she'll understand what kind of guy I've been. 但也许有一天当我财运亨通事业成功的时候她就会明白我有多厉害了。But maybe someday when my ship comes in, she'll understand what kind of guy I've been. 这里的 when someone's ship comes in 是隐喻，意思就是当我变成富翁或者是事业发达的时候。When my ship comes in, my dear, you will have everything you could desire. 亲爱的，等我发了大财，你想要啥就有啥。yeah, 最近在忙很多事情，也收获了很多东西。就个人经验来说的话，天道酬勤，我们都会有想要啥就有啥这一天的。Love you guys, I'm Linda, and I'll see you next time.